after my time at the university, which I think finished in the end of March, about this time last year, we went to Rome for Easter, which was incredible. I got to within a meter of the Pope, purely by accident, in the Vatican on Good Friday evening, which was inspiring. So after that, we went travelling again for a couple of weeks, which we went up into Siena and around San Gimignano and places like that. And in Siena, I found an ad in the youth hostel. A family in Chianti were wanting someone to come and work on their farm for a room and board. So I went and did this for a month, which was really, really lovely to live in Chianti, which is one of the big wine areas of Italy. It was just in the beginning of spring too, so all the vines were just coming to life, so it was a lovely time. After this, I went back to Florence and met up with an Australian friend of mine, Ian, who lives in Germany at present, and despite the fact he'd had a baby, or his wife had had a baby 6 weeks before, he came down to meet me in Italy. At this time, the weather was just disgusting. It was deluging every day, so we decided to head right down into the south in typical Australian search of good weather. We stayed in Amalfi, I think, for about a week, and then coming back, we dropped into Perugia again to say hi to some friends of mine, and also for me to show the city to Ian and things. A friend of mine who was still, in inverted commas, studying at the university, it was fairly part-time, she had found a room in an apartment building and, after a bit of talking, convinced me to stay, which I'm sure was only because she wanted an English-speaking drinking partner for the summer. But it turned out to be one of the most inspired decisions of my life. At this time, I realised I had no money too. I got all my MasterCard statements and worked out that it was all gone. So it was time to think about earning some money so that I could stay for the summer. There were two options, which were to do what every English-speaking person tries to do in Perugia, which is to teach English, or to try and do something with music. I'd played in a bar a couple of times, but I hadn't really earned any money out of that. In fact, I'd only really earned a bottle of scotch out of it, which gave me a nice hangover. So one day I just thought, well, why not give busking a go? I'd always sort of dreamed of busking my way around Europe. So one afternoon I set off to the Corso with my guitar. And after about an hour, I came home with about the equivalent of $30, so it seemed like it was a good way to stay for the summer. So every day I'd go out and busk in a place around the city, and also when I went travelling again further down into the south, it was really easy to take my guitar with me, and wherever we were, I just had to play for an hour every day, and with this I managed to earn enough money to stay for the summer. During this time, because prior to this I really hadn't played guitar for a very long while, a number of years. So during this time it was like meeting an old friend again to play my guitar for a couple of hours every day. This time I started writing a lot more and started just doing a lot more music and things. So this next song is called Our Hearts. I guess it's a love song to my guitar.